Okay.
Okay, so this Hooks ISD Shack meeting is called to order. I have 347, well, 348 actually at this point. So how we go about taking role and introductions, we just go, we name ourselves, whatever your role is in the district, if you would say that. And please let us know if you have children that are currently enrolled in the district. I'll start out. I'm Lisa Godfrey. I'm one of the district nurses.
Tracy Cook. I'm the Assistant Superintendent of Instruction.
Shannon Diamond. I'm the counselor for Hooks Junior High.
Twyla Ratliff, Food Service Coordinator.
Judy Cochran, Administrative Accounts Payable.
Dorothy Sagers, Administrative Assistant, and I don't have any children.
Okay.
Shirley Hackett, High School Counselor.
Awesome. Certainly. I am thankful and grateful that y'all took time to share with us this evening. Just some things to go over. One of the first items on the agenda is the changes and updates for this year. This year we had several changes and updates. Oh, we have two more members that are joining us. If you would state your name and please acknowledge if you have a student in the district or your parent.
Shatama Jester, and I'm a parent.
Thank you.
Shalonda McCowan, our parent.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad y'all could make it. So this year we had a lot of changes within the Texas schools. And just so that everybody would be aware, I've asked Ms. Twyla if she would share some things that would in the dietary department, some new things that they're doing, just to let us know. And then that way, you know, we can spread around because some people are not aware of the changes that we're seeing. So if you would, the floor is yours at this time. Just a brief summary.
Really what we've done most importantly is get the students' input on what they would like to have and different things that they would like to see on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying them out with the different students and staying within the guidelines as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's been really great because they've come up with some really good ideas.
Yes.
So, and just really all the new rules.
Okay, okay. As far as the meals, as far as the student eating meals, as high school?
High school's numbers, they do about 200 kids every day now.
Wow.
They have really picked up.
Wow. Okay.
And the kids are just, I mean, they're interested, they're excited, so it's going really good.
That's great. That's great, because we know nutrition is
yes.
a big part of the student success. As far as student health, this year, like I said, a lot of things that the state have asked or to put in place, Hooks was already doing it. We are so fortunate that we have a good team, and they usually try to cover all the areas so that we don't have a lot of holes for people to get in. But one of the biggest things was parents now sign a consent as to whether the child are to receive any help services. And I actually have one where a parent does not want any help services. So in those cases, we just contact the parent if the child comes in with, you know, a complaint or what have you. But as far as everything else, like I said, we sent our consent forms out asking for permission or, you know, whether they can have medication or, you know, what we can do. This year and every year, you know, Paul Smith is our medical director, and I get him to cover a standing order, is what it's called. And it covers, you know, for headaches, for Tylenol, ibuprofen, and all that. But the newest thing was now the parent can now, you know, state if they want their child to receive emergent care or not. So, as far as Shaq, I'm going to let Miss Cook, if you would expound on that a little bit, because we do have some changes.
We do. The district currently has a District of Innovation plan, and in the past we were able to put some of our Shack requirements into that. Probably the only significant one being that we would have two meetings a year instead of four, and now the state has come back and said you can no longer put anything regarding Shack into your District of Innovation plan, and that you have to follow the full orders. So
we will be meeting four times a year.
We will.
But you know, these meetings are, you know, they're special. Any other changes, Miss Shatona and Miss Shalonda, that y'all would like to share on the student end as far as aside the fact that everything is now online, pretty much. That's basically, they're trying to go to everything online. Everything is right there. It's tried to make it as condensed and precise as possible. Okay. So the next item up for discussion is area of focus for Shaq. Potential projects. Anybody have any ideas or thoughts?
I will be contacting Jenny Butler Friday or Monday.
Okay.
And let her come and speak to our senior citizens.
Okay.
At luncheon and see if there are any new things for our senior citizens. Some changes have been made.
Yes.
And she will know what those are.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay. Great. And Ms. Butler is, where is she from?
She's the Texas County Council of Regional Health.
Okay. Council of Regional Health.
And she is the manager of it.
Okay. Any other projects or thoughts that you would like to see Shaq pursue?
I mean, I don't really know how Shaq could help, but I mean, I just am a little concerned that with the government shutdown and SNAP benefits ending, that, you know,
mm-hmm.
we will have some kids who are not having regular access to food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like that's something that maybe we need to be mm-hmm. considering.
And I had met, I did a project, a walk, I participated with a walk, and there was a representative there from Harvest Food, and she had some great paperwork and resources, and I thought about inviting her to one of our senior luncheon as well, but that would be good to contact and to see yeah. about resources, because she gave me the sheet with a lot of places that where you can pick up food and so
well, and maybe we just need to maybe at the campus level make sure that information is available.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of why I say that, because y'all are who see the kids and you mm-hmm. talk to them, and you know, you might notice that some kids are eating more at lunch
mm-hmm.
because they know that they're not going to have it that evening, or
you know, have our backpack program.
We do
for those, and so if you see anyone that may mm-hmm. need to be added,
exactly,
just let
mm-hmm.
the council at the campus know, and we can get that taken care of.
Yeah,
because that's through Harvest. Is that through Harvest, or is that
kind of?
Yes. By way round, way around.
Yes.
Okay, long way around. Okay.
Long way around.
Okay. All right. Any other projects? Of course, you know, we had done the giveaway for Christmas, but last year Allison was getting married, so you know, that was my mind was everywhere. So we actually ended up donating the headphones to the senior prom. And so they were given away. And that was, Miss Walker was very appreciative, and that was really well. That went really, really well. So, and we all, because I gave her this little deal to read why we, you know, suggest headphones instead of the earbuds, mm-hmm. because the earbuds, they do lead to increase of hearing loss. So that's what we did with that. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. So that's another one we needed.
What's that? Oh, for the earbuds. Yes, that is. That is. It is. It is not good for your hearing, for your ears. Okay. So now we know we will be meeting four times a year. So we will be meeting. I'm going to try to get us in like the 1st of December. When is testing for, which I mean, I know we'll be.
We don't have it about 5 or 6.
Okay. Years. So we'll try to get it done, knocked out that first week.
A few more, but it doesn't.
Okay. So we'll try to get that, and we'll get that notice out so that everybody will kind of be able to plan ahead and know that we'll be meeting. And if you, in the meantime, if y'all think of something, you hear something, you know, keep it down, right? Take a note, or you can shoot me an email, and we'll go from there, and we can present it to the body. And if it's something we definitely want to pursue, we will do so. Okay. That's all I have for today, and I appreciate y'all time and your presence.